Hey everybody, welcome back to my podcast. I am Xbox9, and welcome back to my thoughts. Today, we are doing Pretty Little Liars. We're doing season 4. I'm actually on season 5, episode 7 right now, and I was like, I need to slow down so I can actually record the podcast for season 4, even though I was going to break it into two parts. I guess we're going to do it all in one, so I obviously am not going to remember everything for season 4. But I'm going to do the best I can, so I'm sorry in advance. It's really ridiculous. So, let's jump into it. Season 4, Episode 1, called A is for Alive. So, the contents of the trunk of Weldon's squad car is revealed to be a dead pig, which is gross. The girls flee the scene, with Mona removing the disc showing footage of Ashley running over Weldon. In an attempt to earn some of their trust, Mona reveals a bunch of secrets to the liars. The next morning, the girls find Weldon's body slain. So basically, his dead body's in the street by the church, surrounded by coroners. It's revealed that Weldon was one of the two people who wore the Queen of Hearts costume on the Halloween train. Mona says the other was Melissa, but the computer is hacked and wiped before she can prove it. Mona is now A's target, along with the rest of the liars. Then Jessica De Laurentiis returns to Rosewood, but her intentions are unclear. Tebby receives a text from A asking for the A van in exchange for information about his mother's death. A plants Ashley's cell phone in Weldon's casket, which Spencer and Mona retrieve based on the tip from A. At Weldon's funeral, the liars meet Detective Gabriel Holbrook, who is investigating the murders of Detective Weldon and Garrett Reynolds. Then a mysterious woman dressed in black veil appears at Weldon's funeral. It's kind of messed up. They don't introduce the lady. I can't remember her name right now, but the FBI lady with Holbrook. And you have the A ending where the Black Widow lady is in A's lair. She adds Mona's doll to the collection. As she lifts up her veil, we see that she's wearing a burned owlskin mask, revealing she is Red Coat with a new costume. This was a really good episode. I gave it a strong A. And it was a really good episode. I really enjoyed it. There really wasn't a lot else to add. And I like that Mona's trying to change, is trying to prove herself. So I actually really like that. So in episode 2, called Turn of the Shoe, we have Mona takes the other liars to the A van, but's missing. As Mona returns to her car, she is nearly choked to death by a masked figure dressed in black. When Arya and Emily come to her rescue, the masked figure turns around and nearly runs over all three girls. So basically, Emily saves them, but she falls and hits her shoulder on a rock really bad. Then Hannah is suspicious of Ashley's trip to New York when she finds high heels. Soiled in mud under the sink. Should I say that 5 times fast? Then Mona learns that the police have found a high-heeled prince at the scene of Weldon's murder, making Hannah suspicious of Ashley's whereabouts. Arya takes a lot of private martial arts lesson when she kisses her instructor, Jake. Then Jessica gives Allison's parrot, Tippy, to Hannah. And it's also very backhanded to Hannah. It's like, oh, you kicked off the weight. Good for you. I was like, oh my god. Then we have Spencer discovers that Tippy is reciting a phone number because she, the bird just kept spitting out the same thing. Then the girls try to call it, resulting in a dead end. Returning to Tippy for more clues, the girls find that Tippy has been stolen from a second story window. Shauna then warns Emily that she is gunning for the last spot at Stanford also, and is also on the swim team, so she transferred high schools to be at Rosewood. Emily self-medicates on painkillers, causing her to smash her head on the side of the pool in an important swim meet. Then Tebby tells Spencer that he returned the A van back to A in exchange for medical documents outlining her mother's status on the night of her alleged suicide. And she was happy and hopeful and all that stuff, and she just went, nope. Then they have A ending where A feeds dinner to a caged Tippy as Tippy continues to speak in Allison's voice. That's not really what happened. I mean, A did feed the bird, but they made it seem like at the very beginning when they were cutting up the dinner, it looked like Tippy. So I thought they killed the bird, but they didn't. But anyway, this was a B+ episode for me. I really enjoyed it. And you get some more crazier things are happening, especially towards Emily. And it's kind of interesting the way that's unfolding. So let's jump to episode 3, shall we? Called The Cat's Cradle. So everyone has become a suspect as Hannah discovers a board filled with pictures, notes, and connecting lines at Rosewood PD. So she was being Miss Nosy, then Holbrook, was like, you cannot be in here. Then Melissa returns to Rosewood and appears to know more than she's letting on. Duh, she always is. So the girls find a strange mask with an address printed on the inside of Ellie's belongings. They seek out the mask maker, Hector Lime, who is weird AF. He tells them that he makes a mask for Allie and her friends. Then Hannah steals one of Hector's masks when she sees that who is modeled for after Melissa. Then Ella contemplates going to Europe with her boyfriend, Zach. Arya pushes her to do so after Emily tackles her and plans that A is targeting Emily's parents. Hannah continues to pry into Ashley's whereabouts at the time of Weldon's murder, causing more tension between the two. Caleb reconciles with Jamie and, on suspicion of Allie's devious actions, hunts down Tom Marion and asks him to look out for Hannah if Ashley is convicted. And it's very dodgy about it. I was like, just because she ditched her, you know, family for a little bit doesn't mean you need to, like, just write them out of your life. Like, you know, it's called child support and being a dad. Heard of it. And then Spencer and Toby discover a clue at Rally that suggests that his mother may not have committed suicide, but have been murdered. Then Arya and Jake bond over popcorn in a movie. Then you have A ending. A looks at Emily's x-ray of her shoulder. So, basically, Arya's kind of had enough, and so she's taking up martial arts to defend herself. And this new guy, Jake, is an instructor, and they share a kiss, and she's like, oh God, why did I do that for? And so, but they're starting to bond a little bit more and start to be a little more touchy-feely and just more friendly towards each other. So they're starting to bond over movies and stuff because initially, he doesn't like black and white movies and doesn't really care, but Arya just tries his way into him and he eases up a little bit on it. Still thinks it's kind of cheesy, but he's willing to watch it for her. So this episode, honestly, I give like a strong B plus again, and felt with the whole Toby thing with his mom, it's hella emotional, and it gets really emotional towards like the middle part of the season. Like, he did a great job being in character with that, because I was like, damn, I get teary-eyed. So anyway, it's a really good episode. But there's still some things I was like, they could have improved upon that. But anyway. On season 4, episode 4, called FaceTime, Hannah, Ashley, and Kayla meet Lieutenant Linda Tanner, Holbrook's partner. I thought she was already in the show at the beginning. Anyway, due to investigation of the Wooden Safety Deposit Box, the bank forbade Ashley from accessing the vault for the time being. Because, basically, Tanner kind of grilled Ashley a little bit, saying, like, is she usually the one that puts all the stuff in the deposit box or like that lets people in? And she said, yeah, I usually do, but sometimes other people will do it if I'm not here. But so she's like, the bank's like, well, you're done for now. So Hannah and Caleb remain suspicious of whether Ashley is guilty of a crime. Emily visits Dr. Vargas. Probably said that wrong. Informs her that he was one that called family services and that the MRI shows that Emily has a tear rotator cuff. Like, A is torturing Emily's parents so bad. Like, the dad had to come home, and the mom's getting very, like, in her face. And so basically that's the main reason why they were called in the first place, is because Pam really raised her voice and, like, yanked her arm, her bad arm, to get in the car, and she was just like upset. Anyway, so she revisits him and tells him, like, they didn't do anything, this wasn't them, like, I just fell off my bike and hurt my shoulder really bad. Then we cut to where Toby visits Dr. Palmer, who discusses his mother's suicide. He refers to his mother as being a victim of the air being too heavy. As Toby leaves Dr. Palmer, Palmer asks him to tell his mother to keep away from the blonde girl, probably referring to Allison. Then Arya has an awkward encounter with Malcolm, which causes a temporary rift in her and Jake's relationship. I'm trying to remember who the F is Malcolm. Anyway, Spencer admits to her mother and Melissa that she did not get into UPenn. And they're like, yes, you are. They're like, she's like, no, I'm not. Sucks to suck. It's just not for me. She's just kind of have this like an asset attitude. Then Spencer and Arya follow Melissa to Hector Lawn's shop where Spencer corners Melissa and demands answers. Then Melissa explains that Wilden set fire to the lodge at Thornhill and that she sent Jenna and Shauna to watch over Spencer and her friends. Furthermore, Melissa confesses that she was the second Queen of Hearts on the Howling train, but did not know Wilden's plan to off Spencer and Arya until she was on the train. Then A texts Arya and Spencer saying that Melissa's not A material. You have the A ending where A holds a broken mask of Melissa as A glues the broken pieces together. It's also a crazy episode, actually. I give it an A. Just because like it was very emotional and very raw, and I really enjoyed it. Anyway, episode 5, Gamma Zeta Die. So, on a college visit, Spencer discovers the phone line in a room of the Gamma Zeta Chai house. I'm pretty sure that matches the number the Tippy was sharpie inside episode 2. After talking to Mike, Ella has second thoughts about going to Europe with Zach. Arya persuades her dad to talk to Ella after A attacks Ella about planting a swarm of bees in her car. College recruiter Brendan McGowan hits on Emily at a sorority party. Emily explains that she's a lesbian and not interested. Hannah discovers a gun in Ashley's closet. So Hannah rushes over to find Spencer at the sorority party and is distracted by the clues about the phone line. Spencer leaves Hannah alone at the party, so Hannah ventures in behind the sorority house in the backwoods and tries to bury the gun, but the police show up to arrest her before she can discard it. Yeah, the A ending where A drinks a cup of tea while looking at a picture of Carla Grunwald, the house mother of the sorority. This is a B-plus episode. I mean, what the F was Hannah even thinking? That's just irrationality at its finest, to be honest with you. But anyway, then let's just jump to episode 6, Under the Gun. So the police test the gun that Hannah was caught with to determine if it was a match for the gun that killed Wilden. Shauna replaces Emily on the swim team. Mike's friend Connor kisses Arya after she helps him with the English paper. And so he lets a rumor fly that Arya slept with him, and Mike is pissed about it. And she's like, you know me, then you know that's not me. And he's like, I don't know you that well anymore, so, like, it could have been you. So, Arya confronts Connor, who reveals that everyone knows about her and Ezra, so Eric comes to her rescue and tells us Connor. Kinda, sorta. Mona reveals to Arya and Emily that Toby took the RV to A, and that Spencer knew about it, and they're like, no, it's not. She's like, yes, it is. Then you have the clues from the sorority house, since Spencer and Toby to Ravenswood, where they found the ex-house mother, Miss Grunwald, who provides no help. That's a creepy-ass town, but additionally, they spot Shauna at Ravenswood getting into Jenna's car. When the gun tests positive as a match for the one that killed Wilden, the police arrest Ashley. The police also bring Emily in for questioning when a mysterious video showing someone in a red coat wearing an Emily mask reveals that Emily may be guilty of something. They have the A ending where A hot waters the car while wearing an Emily mask. So, Ravenswood is hella creepy and hella weird. It's like the color got sucked out of the picture of the show. It, like, there was like very, very, like, just absolutely not. I was not about it. To be honest with you, it's just weird. And it was just an odd episode. I will give it a B, honestly. What else? The whole Connor thing, that didn't make any sense, to be honest with me, but that's whatever. But, so the mask thing with Emily. So Emily had a videotape of, I can't remember if the videotape was of, it was Shauna and Jenna grabbing Wilden and squirting him off the thing. So, or if something that proved that Hannah's mom was fine or something, I can't re really remember. They only it A took it and swiped it and switched it with the current one, which was Emily, Emily quote unquote holding like I'm guilty thing. It was ridiculous, honestly. So, episode 7, Crash and Burn Girl. So, Toby and Caleb team up to track down possible suspects. Spencer tells Hannah that Ashley could get charged with voluntary manslaughter or worse, first-degree murder, which is like life in prison or worse. Emily steals a key to Wilden's apartment from the Rosewood PD and searches it with the help of Spencer and Aria. They find dead meat. Or expired meat in there, and it says "See at the barbecue A" inside the box, and it reeked really bad. Then Tibby and Caleb learn from Nigel Wright that he was paid to create a fake flight plan for CeCe Drake. Then Mike is accused of vandalizing Connor's car, but Ezra tries to hack it so that Mike won't be expelled. So in the last episode, Arya and everyone is at this open mic thing, and while Shauna is playing her music, someone damages Connor's car, and that person ran away but was wearing a school hoodie. So that wasn't Mike. I have a feeling it was Ezra, but they never ever say anything in the episode. But you get a strong illusion that he's the one that actually did it. Anyway, so Mike is accused, but so like I said, Ezra tells Hackett to so that Mike won't be expelled. It kind of blackmails Hackett a little bit. By the way, Hackett is so freaking annoying. I do not like him. Then Caleb steals Nigel's phone and tries to find more information. Then the girls learn from a box in Wilden's apartment that he was also targeted by A, but not really. More like A was just like a bystander, like, and he was like kind of helping a little bit. Then Pam is suspended from work when the key from Wilden's apartment is missing, but Emily technically returned it, so Emily stole it from Pam. Then that night, A crashes the car into the living room of the Fields house, attempting to kill Pam. Like, what? Then you have the A ending where A is in a hardware store buying a house fixing supplies addressed, and we feels like, oops, my bad. This episode was an A plus episode. I was like, what the fudge is happening? It was a crazy episode, but I really, 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 really enjoyed it. Not really a lot else to add to it, but it was really good. So then episode 8, The Guilty Girls Handbook. So after Ashley Marion is denied bail, which is like at $1 million, Hannah seeks Mona's help in plotting her biggest lie ever, a false confession to murdering Detective Wilden. And Arya learns that Mike is taking martial arts classes from Jake as he's afraid of his teammates. Spencer finds a statement from Eddie Lamb regarding Miss Kavanaugh's alleged suicide. She discovers discrepancies between his statement and Wilden's official report, suggesting that Wilden was paid to alter the facts. Veronica later receives a call saying that Mona VandeWall has confessed to killing Detective Wilden. You have the A ending where A is seen drilling holes in the floor of the De Laurentiis house. This was a really good episode. I'm going to give this a B plus slash A minus. There's a lot of stuff happening in this episode, even though this description is hella short. So, excuse me. In the report where Mrs. Kavanaugh died, they said that she fell from her window or jumped from her window, but there's like a big slant and then the drop off. And so that report had to be false because she was at the top and was either pushed or jumped or whatever. So there's a massive discrepancy in that, and the fact that she had like a bunch of hope and wants to see her son and has this all this love and stuff, it doesn't match up to her doing that. So they're very into investigating that. And what else? Oh, so the grilling. So Mona's really helping Hannah grill into what happened and why she did what she did. but faking it, obviously. But she was trying to make it convincing, and they were doing very good at that. So this was a really, like I said, good episode. Like I said, B plus, A minus. So, but the drilling holes into the De Laurentiis house is weird. But anyway, in episode 9, Into the Deep, Mona's confession creates enough doubt to allow Ashley to be released on bail. The bail is very high. Oh, the bail's $1 million because at first they denied bail. And sorry, it's getting dark in the house, so I'm gonna turn on some lights. So the bail's very high, but in the end, Pastor Ted pays it. I was like, where does a pastor have $100,000 to pay that? Because for a bail, you gotta pay 10% of the bail. And you get it back if everything works out fine. So then we catch Ramona is released from jail due to insufficient evidence to back up her confession. So she ends up being placed back in Riley Sanitarium. And so Arya and Jake take a relationship to the next level. Emily finds Jenna nearly drowned in a lake at Emily's birthday party. At the hospital, Shauna reveals to Spencer that the person Jenna's afraid of is Cece Drake. Redcoat is seen walking towards the De Laurentiis house at night. She waits until the lights go off in the house and goes under the porch and unscrews the panel, leading to a secret place. Yeah, the A ending where A plays the piano and placing the sheet of music in an envelope with a name, Debbie Kavanaugh, written on it. This episode was pretty good. I didn't expect Jenna to be in a lake, but she was. And it was Emily that saved her. So that was a twist. So it was a good episode. Again, B plus, A minus territory. I really enjoyed the episode. And but the whole Pastor Ted paying it, sir, where the hell did you get the money? Because I don't understand. And what? So yeah. So let's jump to episode 10. The mirror has three faces, which is weird, but okay. So Mrs. De Laurentiis offers Emily and her mother to stay with her until the house is repaired because they were staying in a hotel, and so they accept. Then when Ezra prepares to take legal action to stop Maggie from leaving with Malcolm, oh, that's okay, Malcolm. I was like, who the hell's Malcolm? Is the kid? Okay. Anyway, he finds out that he's not really his son. So it is implied that Ren knows about Redcoat and Mona knows the secret about him, which is the reason she no longer trusts him. Spencer and Toby visit Dr. Palmer again, and although they're unable to get details about the blonde girl, he mentioned that he does know, he does Miss De Laurentiis. Then Arya finds out that Cece got kicked out of college to Allison, blaming her for pushing the girl downstairs at the frat party that Allie took the liars to. When Hannah goes into Allison's old room, Redcoat is seen entering Allison's house. Hannah goes there but sees Allison's old jewelry box and the reflection of the mirror inside the box. You can see Redcoat wearing the Allison mask, staring at Hannah, but Hannah doesn't notice. Spencer and Hannah's asked Miss Laurentiis if she knew Dr. Palmer. A flashback is shown of the related event. Allison playing the piano when her mom storms in fiercely and berates Allison for something. Then Jessica says she got a call from Radley claiming that Allison wanted to admit herself. Then when Miss De Laurentiis got there, LCC Drake dressed in Allison's clothes. Allie asserts that she was not on CC's plan, but Jessica says that CC is no longer welcome in her house. Since the doctor she spoke to in Raleigh, Dr. Palmer, said Allie and CC's relationship is toxic. Following an observation from the workers fixing the heating system, Miss De Laurentiis and Emily find Redcoat's hiding place, her basement crawl space. Emily discovers holes in the ceiling, meaning that Redcoat was spying on her. We have the A ending where A takes Ashley's muddy shoe and throws it into the pile of Emily's collapsed house. Okay. This was a really good episode. I'm going to give this A plus because you get a lot of information. This is but they just packed a lot of stuff in this episode, but it was a really good episode and I thoroughly enjoyed it. The only thing is, like, how do you not feel someone else in a room? Like, how do you not feel that? As much as these girls has gone through, How do you not know someone's in the room with you and you just don't notice anything until the person left the room and said, what's that? Really? But anyway, other than that, it was a really good episode. I really enjoyed it. Also, you get to see how slightly violent Miss De Laurentiis is in the flashback with Allison, how she just like slammed the cover down to the keys on the piano. She just like almost took her hands off. Like, it just slammed it down and just like very ugly. But I guess if you have Allie for a daughter, I mean, I guess it doesn't make sense before she, you know, she did a lot of crazy shit. So it's understandable. So anyway, but still not that understandable because you need to be somewhat more patient with your child. If you can't deal with your child, send that child to like a therapist so they can talk to someone about it. But Allison did have a lot of stuff going on with A and all that crap, but still, that's crazy. So, in episode 11, bring down the hoe. So, now that the police found one of Ashley's shoes, courtesy of A and Emily's wrecked house, Ashley's looking guilty again. So, at school, Hannah finds an envelope with thousands of dollars in her locker with a note saying that it can help her mom. Later, Hannah finds out that it was sent by a guy named Travis, who tells Hannah that he knows her mother didn't murder Wilden. He says he saw her at the lake with Wilden after his dad took Wilden's car from the lake, but heard gunshots after she drove away. He saw a blonde female run away into the woods, and after Hannah encourages him to, he tells the police. Emily remembers Allison told her that she broke up with people's boyfriends for them and once had a gun pulled on her as a result. Meanwhile, Cece is shown in her apartment, which is plastered with pictures of the girls, including Allison. A red trench coat is seen sitting on her chair. At the school Western-themed hoedown, Emily and Spencer catch a glimpse of Redcoat. They follow her outside, where they get into a tractor and discover that Redcoat is in the haystack in the back. They try to attack her, but strangely, all they find is her coat. That was a weird part of the episode, honestly. Toby and Spencer get into a fight after Spencer reveals that she told the girls about Toby's mother. A texts them that Dr. Palmer's address and calls the police just as Toby attempts to break into his car. However, Spencer told Caleb to follow Toby, and Caleb tries to talk sense into him before they both nearly evade the police. Arya visits Edward's apartment, and he talks to her about his issues. A is seen eavesdropping on the conversation, and when the person turns around, it's CeCe Drake. Then you have the A ending, where A makes voodoo dolls for the five liars. And the newest one, Mona, A takes a knitting utensil and stabs the Mona doll. We actually don't see that. It's off camera. But I guess it's alleged that it's Mona. But anyway, this was a A-minus episode just because of the whole Redcoat being in that haystack thing. And they tried to hit them with hose and stuff. And all they find is a Redcoat. Like, what? It's happening. It was an episode. It was very much an episode. Okay, we're doing episode 12 of season 4 of Pretty Little Liars called Now You See Me, Now You Don't. First of all, full disclosure, it's been 4 days since I recorded the last little segment. I got real busy and I'm back and hopefully I remember parts of the rest of that season. So, the liars receive a package containing 4 magic 8-balls bearing their names with a message that if Ashley goes free, A will come after them. Ashley does go free from jail after Travis convinces the police she didn't do it. Meanwhile, Arya gets closer with Ezra after a meeting. The liars receive another package containing a child's coffin which contains a doll resembling Mona, like, before she got popular. Bonnie texts that A will hurt Mona and set the liars up. The liars later receive one last package containing a saw with threatening message on it. Then the girls will disappear. Turns out, but this one was like a, it was magic type of thing with Spencer. Was trying to tell them, like, how it was magic and stuff like that. And Hannah's just like, I don't get it. But it's fine. So after some quick research, the girls said that A is leading them to a magic show in Oh my god, that sentence sounds so bad. They go to Ravenswood to go to a magic show because they think A is trying to lead them there. When they arrive, Arya is chosen to be a volunteer for a magic trick. And she's like, I'm not about this. But she does it anyway. So when Hannah and Spencer are distracted by this trick, A kidnaps Emily. The liars follow Redcoat and discover that Emily is trapped in a coffin and that it's heading for straight for a giant saw. When the liars seem to be unable to open the coffin in time, Redcoat stops the saw and saves Emily. The girl then knows there are two Redcoats. Then Spencer chases the one that saves Emily outside, while Arya gets into fisticuffs with the other one that's wearing an Alaska mask. Arya hits Redcoat in the face, knocking off the mask, revealing to be Cece Drake. She gets knocked off from the platform where Cece and Arya have been fighting on. Arya tries to save her, but she still falls. She says she lies motionless, presumably dead, but she's not because she's been on her fingers and shit. So when the lawyers reach the spot where she fell, she had disappeared. Spencer leads the girls into a lair she believes is A's, where she's been led by the second red coat. She believes that was Allison, because she's helping the girls. Tubby finds out that Mosla brought Rin with her to London. He follows Shauna, my country popped out, while she meets Mona at a hotel and delivers some information. The girls do some digging and find evidence that suggests that the owner of the lair is a man, because of the blazers and the shoes and all that shit. When the girls find out that the lair owner, whom they still believe is A, has been following Allie and thinks that she'll be at a Ravenswood celebration taking place that night, the lawyers decide that they should go find her before A does. So, on the way, the lawyers are stopped by Mrs. Grunwald, who reveals that Allie is alive and Mrs. Grunwald saved her life. Someone was after Allie, and Allie was finding Mrs. Grunwald, asking her to help her find out who it was. On the night that Allie died, Miss Grunwald had sensed Allie was in trouble and rescued her by pulling her out of the soil where she had been buried alive. Allie was injured and in shock, so Miss Grunwald was going to take her to the hospital, but Allie disappeared when Miss Grunwald went inside. Grunwald tells the liars to get out of Ravenswood as soon as possible because he is watching and he hopes that the liars will bring them to Allison. Caleb gets on the bus for Ravenswood to hack into the computers in A's lair, and the liars decide that they should go to the memorial party no matter what. A man is shown watching the girls and walks into the lair exposing his identity, Ezra Fitz. Then you have A ending where A dresses up as a World War I era soldier as creepy music plays. This was an A-plus episode for me because I have not watched the show in a very long time. So when they revealed it to Dennis Ezra Fitz, that just shook all the memory loose. And I was like, oh shit, that's right. Still shocking. And I was like, oh damn. Just damn. That's crazy. So it was a really good episode. And he went a little upset because he has cameras everywhere. So anyway, it was a really good episode. I really enjoyed it. So, we'll go to episode 13 now, which is called Grave New World. I love all these, puns on words or phrases. I love those. They're funny. Okay, so, the liars crash the Ravenswood Founders Day celebration following the revelation that Allison could be alive. Ezra is also there, is seen dressed as the World War I era soldier uniform, which is creepy AF. The girls see Redcoat and attempt to follow her, but she escapes before they can get to her. Cable arrives in Ravenswood and meets Miranda, and they bond. First of all, that was on the entire damn bus trip, okay? So, they did bond. Hannah becomes separated from the rest of the liars and finds herself trapped in a phone booth where she sees Allison through the glass before she's attacked by A. So, here's the thing. They were following Rico through a cemetery, which was weird AF. And Hannah, while the liars kept seeing two little girl twins. I don't know if they're little girls or what. But anyway, there are two people that are dressed alike going down the road. So, anyway, they're in this big cemetery, so they go into this like mausoleum type place, and they move a freaking what it's like a statue next to like the coffin or what the ones that's raised up anyway. I don't know what that's called specifically. So anyway, it moves and then filled a doorway. They go down the doorway and they go down there and they're holding hands because there's this big ass wind in this tunnel, which doesn't make a bit of damn sense. And the lights flickered off. And so they held hands. And when the lights came back on, Hannah was disappeared and Arya was holding a statue. It was weird. And so Hannah followed more steps and stuff and left clues because she left her bonnet and her gloves because, like, she saw something on the wall and wanted to touch it. I was like, why do you want to touch it? That's weird. Anyway, then she goes up some stairs and she's in this big-ass house. And then that's when she is almost attacked by A after thinking she saw Ellie through the glass. Then we cut to where Spencer is also attacked in a greenhouse by Ezra, who's dressed in his uniform, where she cuts his hand. Miss Grimwald tells the girls that one of them has been touched by the one Allison fears the most and kind of stares at Spencer. This was suggests that the beach hottie, aka Borshores, is attacked Spencer and Allison. Cale decides to stay in Ravenswood after he finds his and Miranda's names as photos on graves. I don't know why they said it like that. So what happened was they were flying through the little tunnel thingy and they managed to escape. And whoever did the outline for this episode is on something. So anyway, basically they get out and Hannah finally finds Caleb and they start to try to figure out other people that, so basically this is a backdoor pilot to Ravenswood. So you have like Brett Deere in there who was in Jane the Virgin and that 90s, oh my God, School something. It was like the spinoff of the Goldbergs. It was a really good show, but they canceled it, unfortunately. Anyway, and a bunch of other people that I don't know about or highlighted in this episode as like a backdoor pilot. So anyway, Hannah finds Miranda first because she opened the door. It's like, are you okay? And she said, I'm fine. I just want to try to find my friends and my boyfriend. So she helps him find Caleb. Then Caleb's like, oh, I'm so happy to see you. Then a bunch of crazy shit happens. And he's like, oh yeah, I'm going to stay in town. Okay, bye. Anyway, then he starts to stay in Ravenswood as far as their names on the photos on Grace. And that big ass mansion with all the creepy shit. Also, they found Allison's recordings in that house, which was so weird as well. Anyway, since her tires are slashed, and so Ezra just suspiciously picks the liars up because he also called Arya's like, are y'all okay? Da 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 da. He said, no, we're fine. We're just on this thing. And that was at the very beginning of the episode. He said, okay. Anyway. So, once back in Rosewood, the liars see Redcoat again and follow her to Spencer's backyard, where she takes off her hood, and it's Allison, alive and well. She tells him she still can't come back to Rosewood because it's not safe. And then, Ezra turns up with Arya's phone, and when they turn back around, Allison disappeared. Then the liars are perplexed by this Allison's disappearance yet again. Then episode also starts as, I just said that, as backdoor pilot of the series spinoff Ravenswood, which I did not watch and did not care to watch, okay? And also, Miss Grimwald is supposed to be magically psychic, kind of. So, I do like Miss Grimwald, but I just did not give a shit about all the other characters, to be honest with you. Anyway, I give this episode A+ because it was so good. But, like, my only issue is when Ezra came and picked them up, like, he didn't seem agitated by his hand that Spencer cut him with. And he hit it, for the most part. And, he didn't have a bandager on it in the next episode. And I was like, what the fudge, bruh? So I was like, they could have played into that, but they didn't. But anyway, it was a really good episode, and I really enjoyed it, though. So in episode 14, it's called Who's in the Box? So the liars are more shocked now that Allison is officially alive, and then they are looking for answers. Hannah brings in, Hannah has a theory that if Allison's not in the grave, then another girl is. She's searching for missing girls the same day that Allie disappeared. This was like kind of like shocking news to everyone because like she had a really good theory, like a really good one. Then we cut to where Toby returns and looks for Spencer's help so he can prove that his mother didn't jump from the window by herself. Mona has a meeting with Ezra at school or at his apartment. It was one of those. Then Caleb returns to meet Hannah and has a difficult time revealing to her what happened during his stay in Ravenswood. Hannah finds out about a girl named Sarah Harvey, who disappeared the same day as Allison. So she and Emily meet Sarah's friends, Claire and Tina. And it was very weird because one of them didn't decide, like, oh yeah, I don't really care if she's alive or dead, because she made us, like, she tortured us, basically. Basically, it was a copycat of Allison. Then we cut to Arya and Ezra reconcile the relationship and meet in Ezra's cabin, which is away from town. And Ashley's having trouble trying to find a job, but later Jessica De Laurentiis offers her a job. When Spencer and Toby tell Spencer's father about the information they found about his mother, he feels that he can possibly close Radley. During their meeting at Allison's grave, Hannah gets Allie's journal to Arya, Emily, and Spencer, and they got kind of miffed about that, but she just wanted to confirm that it was true and stuff, and she took it from A's lair in Ravenswood, which is Ezra's lair. And they have the A ending where A is opening a secret basement in Ezra's cabin. So this was like a B+ episode. It was pretty good, but it's kind of funny. Every time that Toby's character or actor walks in, he pretty much has a different haircut. It's kind of funny at this point because he had like a Justin Bieber type haircut in season one. Then he had like the haircut that we're mostly used to, but it kept getting shorter, then longer, then shorter. And it's just kind of like, y'all couldn't set a budget, could you? Or he just went, I don't give a F, and just did it anyway. It's kind of funny. Anyway, let's go to episode 15, called Love Shaq Baby. And Shaq has a capital A. Ooh. So anyway, Arya, Emily, and Hannah, and Spencer, the base of the Liar Society, use Allie's journal in order to get her to come back and fix things to normal. That sentence does not sound good. The Liars decide to use Allie's journal in order to get her home and get things back to normal, not fix things. Anyways, they realize that Allie has used synonyms and half-truths in order to find who is who, and they all get a taste of it. So that's why Hannah was kind of reluctant to hand over the journal. So Emily learned that Allie hurt her most, and she later reveals a note that to me at the Kissing Rock, however, Allie never showed up. Hannah meets Travis, who tells her that Cece has been seen on the train station in Maryland. Then Spencer, on the other hand, has her own issues with her father, issues with her father, who she accidentally sees talking with Jessica De Laurentiis after he tells her, like, you need to stay away from her. So the Liars decide to go to Killingsworth. Emily's car has some issues, and so they're forced to Ezra's cabin, where Arya tells them, oh, this is my uncle's cabin. So when all go in the cabin, Ezra is able to go there first and steal the journal. Then Travis comes to help them after Hannah asks them. At the A ending, where A hacks into a GPS system, A messed with image GPS car settings. That's the main thing I was trying to get to. So first of all, if this is actually A or this is Ezra, because I don't think Ezra is that... I know he's smart, but I don't think he's that effing smart and has that much technological know-how. So he must be recruiting Mona or something, because this is some shit. So basically what happened was... I'm trying to remember if Arya was in that whole thing or not, because I know the girls hid because they heard stuff outside, and so they hid in the closet. And that's when A stole the journal. So, but anyway, I can't remember if that actually happened or not. I definitely remember something like that happening. This was a B+ episode. Again, I really enjoyed it. So let's jump into episode 16. And hopefully I can talk better. That'll be great. called Close Encounters. So Peter tells Spencer that he and Jessica have been trying to get Jason back into rehab because he's on one now. And because of all the stuff he's been thrown at him, like, some people just have trouble dealing with that. So he fell off the wagon. So they're trying to get back into rehab and get him more straightened out. So Arya ends her relationship with Jake. Then later, Jake becomes suspicious of Arya when he sees Ezra screaming at some woman in a car. Then Shauna finds Emily and tells her that Allie wants to meet up with her alone. Shauna reveals that she grew up in the house next door to Allison's grandparents in Georgia and that she has known Allison since they were three. She also confesses that Allie asked her to come to Rosewood to find out who's trying to hurt Allie and that Jenna is on the list. Then Spencer learns that Jessica was on the board of trustees at Rally at the time of Miss Kavanaugh's death. And Spencer tells Toby, but he and his dad have decided to let go and accepted the settlement from Radley, which was a hefty-ass sum. Then Hannah continues to struggle with her feelings about her breakup with Caleb and winds up kissing Travis in the heat of the moment. And he's like, look, I like you a lot, but I want to take it slow and make sure you're actually available for this relationship. Which is very mature of Travis. I liked Travis a lot, to be honest with you. I wish he was on the show more, if I'm being completely honest. Then Shauna takes Emily to Allie's meeting place where Allie tells Emily that she doesn't know who's trying to hurt her. And Spencer follows Emily and that scares Allie away, causing tension between Spencer and Emily. Jake then injures his foot by kicking his lucky punching bag, only to find someone sabotaged by placing knives inside. To me, it looked like sharp-ass glass, but I guess it was knives. But that was so effed up. Because, they have A ending where A slices a picture, presumably of Allie and Shauna, when they were younger in half and oh my god. Why is the half with Shauna's face on it? So this was a crazy episode. I honestly gave it an A+ because the rift between Spencer and Emily was crazy and highly enjoyable. It was emotionally charged and I was like, holy shit, that's insane. It was a really good episode, actually. Like, really good episode. And let's see, yeah, so let's jump to the next episode called Bite Your Tongue, which is episode 17. So tensions rise when Arya confronts Mike and Mona individually about their new relationship. Oh yeah, they started dating, and Arya's not about that life. Then he had to Detective Holbrook apologizes to Hannah for making her and Ashley appear as criminals in the Wilden investigation. Spencer turns to Andrew for a prescription medication to help her avoid sleep to help her focus all the time while trying to find A, even though she's saying it's for school. Wayne asks Ezra to help Emily after she's nearly stabbed him with scissors the night before. So, concerned for her brother's safety, Arya questions the new guidance counselor, Jesse, about Mike and Mo's new relationship because that's how they kind of started dating. For one of Allie's diary entries, Spencer determines that Board Shorts ordered boysenberry pie and beer with Allie at a pub near Hollis College. So, she becomes wary of Ezra when she goes to the pub and encounters him there with an order of boysenberry pie and beer. Then Hannah goes to the dentist to find a patient, sign in documents from around the time Allison disappeared, and helps trying to find out who is in Allison's grave. The A trusts Emily in the copy room at school, and she is rescued by her dad. Then, once he's down, he is rescued by the parents due to a heart condition. Then around the same time that evening, A gasses Hannah with anesthesia at the dentist and leaves her behind a message in one of her teeth. I told you dead girls can't smile. Stop looking, A. You have the A ending where A shreds patient sign and documents from the dentist and uses a paper shredder to line Tippy's cage. This episode was also an A+ episode. This was some batshit crazy stuff happening. Like, A just has the gas Hannah work on her mouth. And I was like, what the hell? Like, that's some serious shit right there. That was insane. A lot of shit happened this episode. So basically, what happened was that Spencer took a bunch of pictures of the journals and, because
A didn't know about that and said she was looking through all the things and was starting to connect dots in because they were color coding them to figure out who was what in each story that Allie wrote. I forgot to mention that, but anyway, it was crazy, but this was a really good episode. So anyway, damn a good, like I said, I gave it an A plus. It was really good. So let's jump to the next one, which is episode 18, Hot for a Teacher. So Spencer buys prescription pills from another student, and she was trying to say, oh, I just need something to help me get by because I have really bad tests coming up and I really want to study. And the girl said, look, it's $50. For returning customers, it'll be $30. And she's like, oh, I just need this. And no, you don't. You're going to need me again. So anyway, Spencer like I said, buys a friend student. Then Hannah and Spencer argue about Spencer's lying and strange behavior because she gets very agitated. Then Shauna asks Emily for help. Emily discovers that Allie's secret stash of cash is hidden in the back of a French painting in Allison's bedroom. Aria lies to her all to all, oh my God, Aria lies to her friends and spends the weekend with Ezra at his cabin in the basement. Ezra uses their surveillance equipment to monitor every action of the liars. When this Shauna is en route to collect Allie's money from Emily, she is attacked by an unseen assailant and is knocked unconscious or strangled unconscious. Anyway, Hannah warns Spencer before breaking into Ezra's apartment. And Spencer actually heeds the warning when she spots the red dot of a camera light in the air duct. So then Hannah and Spencer share the info with Emily, and the three decide to keep their Ezra as an A theory a secret from Arya until they're absolutely sure. Allie calls Shauna to ask her about the money, but Shauna doesn't have it. Shauna's car is now parked in front of the Welcome to Rosewood sign with a message containing, but a threatening message is on the leaving sign. Then so Shauna's like, I'm out of here. I don't have your money, and I gotta go buy it. So she throws her phone out the window and hightails it out of Rosewood, leaving Allie high and dry. You have the A ending where A empties the envelope containing prescription pads with Ren's name and credentials on it. This was an A plus episode for me. A lot of shit happened this episode, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. And yeah, so we're going to jump into episode 19. So in episode 19 called, let me scroll down, Shadow Play. So Spencer, Emily, and Hannah searches Ezra's classroom to find Allie's diary. Then Spencer takes it home with her. Meanwhile, Arya and Ezra spend time together. Tired from staying awake, thanks to her prescription pills, Spencer falls into a state of trance. So Spencer's thoughts becomes transformed into a black and white 1940s noir era. So imagine in moments include Toby accusing Spencer of keeping secrets, Allison accusing Spencer of becoming dependent on the pills, and Ezra whispering to Arya that he knows Allison is still alive. Of course, none of this is real, and just before Spencer snaps out of it, Toby tells her to look at the pages in Allison's diary. When she comes to, she goes back to Allie's diary and scans the pages using her mental revelation of Toby's insight. So she returns to Emily and Hannah with the diary and tells them that seemingly minor but important details have been altered because Hannah thought that it was too easy in the first place. Then the girls realize they were meant to find the diary and that since it's been altered, Ezra knows that they know. So they decide it's time to warn Arya, but when they find her, they're surprised that she is happy and kissing Ezra at her house. We have the A ending where a message from A is shown in the dressing room of Spencer's dream. Okay. This was a B plus episode. I didn't really give a shit about this episode, to be quite honest with y'all. I don't really like noir era films, even though they are so into that on this, especially Arya and Ezra. I was just like, I don't really care. But it was still a good episode and very interesting, but some of them weren't in it. Like, they didn't get their all into it. They're just like, oh, yeah, we're doing this. Okay. All right. That's fine. So that's the type of vibe I got from them. But anyway, then let's just go to episode 20 called Free Fall. So Ezra tells Arya about Spencer's addiction. Because Spencer literally woke up in Ezra's classroom before school started in her PJs and shit. So she flew out of the room when Ezra woke her up and he tried to confront her. She just kind of bolted and literally had to change to some whack ass clothes from the lost and found. So she'd be like appropriate for school. So, yeah. So Spencer, Emily, and Hannah plan to tell Arya that Ezra is A. But Arya shows Emily, then Hannah, the file that Ezra gave her in secret about Spencer's previous addiction 2 years ago. So they stage an intervention, but it does not go well, and Spencer points out that Ezra is A to Arya. That was such a chaotic moment. It was, like, ridiculous. So Hannah just kind of points it out. Are you speeding? And I was like, oh, my God. You can't just say that, Hannah. And that was kind of like, I was like, oh my gosh. It just kind of bored stuff out. It's so funny to me. Then Mike and Mona grow closer, and Arya distances herself from Ezra, telling him that she can't help him anymore. Feeling certain, Arya digs for answers at Ezra's cabin and finds the notes about his relationship with Allison. She assumes the worst and tries to run away, but Ezra catches up to her and traps her in a ski lift at a nearby lodge. Spencer, Emily, and Hannah set a trap for A to retrieve money for Allison that Emily placed on the coffee bag for Shauna to take to Allie, but A sets a trap for them to lock them inside the rooftop pavilion at the zoo in Norristown. Ezra confesses the truth to Arya that he knew about her and knew how old she was before he started teaching at Rosewood High, and he knew Allison before she disappeared, and that he's been watching her and her friends as research for a book about Allie. Arya doesn't believe him and thinks this whole relationship has been a ruse. So Ezra knocks the pages of his novel about Allie from Arya's hand, and they fall to the ground several feet below. Have the A ending where A collects the pages of the book. Let me tell you something. This was an A-plus episode purely for the ending where Arya practically screams in Ezra's face. And she's like, I'm going to read every freaking word you wrote in this book. And he just kind of knocks out her hand, or they kind of struggle a little bit, and it falls all down to the ground. This was insane. Like, she is so understandably pissed off. It was crazy. Good episode. Anyway. What else in this episode? I think that's pretty much it for this episode that I remember. So let's jump into 21. She comes undone. So Arya reveals to her friends that Ezra suspects that one of them is A. Spencer promises her parents and Toby that she'll keep the pill habit on her own. But A has different plans and hides shit in her room. It's like, yeah, you're going to need this. Don't say I ever gave you nothing, A. Basically, the last part was definitely, I think, in there, but not the first part. Anyway, Arya ransacks Ezra's apartment after finding more of his notes with her name all over them. Her friends find her and take her home. But not before Spencer collects some pages of Ezra's writing before they leave. Emily goes to deliver Allie's money to a P.O. box per Shauna's request, but is recorded by Paige. Emily reveals to Paige that Allison's still alive. Then Paige and Emily give each other ultimatums to refrain from communication with Allie or end the relationship, and for Paige to not let anyone harm come to Allie. When Hannah apologizes to Travis for kissing him, he tells her that his dad's in court, accusing of taking bribes from Wilden in exchange for business leads. After Detective Holbrook testifies, the judge grants a probation to Travis's dad. So Hannah thanks Holbrook with a short, awkward kiss. Then A places a bottle of pills in Spencer's locker, and she takes them after searching Ezra's notes and suspecting her father hired a PA to follow her. Spencer interrogates Miss De Laurentiis about the night Allison's disappearance, but Allison kicks her out for her erratic behavior. Then Hannah prevents Arya from telling Hackett about her relationship with Ezra. Then Paige drops a note stating that Allison's alive into a police car. I cannot say that word that they said. Serendipitously? I don't know. Then A, anywhere A reads Ezra's story by a fireplace. This was a crazy episode. So basically, Hannah was getting I just want to back up a few episodes. I can't remember which episodes and freaking which. Anyway, I just remember the scene where Hannah is starting to read a lot more books and started to become a little bit more of a critical thinker. And Holbrook suggests books for her, and so she grabs them. They're more friendly to each other. And then when she talks to him about Travis's dad, she's like, can you just kind of go easy on him? She's like, he's like, I'm just trying to do my job. So when it came out that everything is like, he's on probation, he's not like going to jail or anything, she accidentally gives him a kiss, and she's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I don't know why I did that. I gotta go, bye. And he's not like offended or like anything like that. Holbrook is actually like a pretty decent person, at least now. And it was a really, really good episode. I really enjoyed this episode, so that's why I give it an A+. I really enjoyed it. And the way Arya trashed Ezra's apartment. Oh my God. That was insane. But I was like, good for her. Pull a Kelly Clarkson moment for Since She'd Be Gone. For people that don't know, watch that video if you haven't. So we'll go to episode 22 called Cover For Me. So Arya is out of town and hooks up with a musician named Riley in Syracuse. So her dad's been teaching a lot in Syracuse or going to a lot of conferences in Syracuse. I'm not sure which is which, honestly. I just love how they just leave their kids alone at home while the mom's off in some like foreign land with her boyfriend that Arya convinced her to go to. But the dad's like, you know what? I'm still going to bounce anyway because I got conferences in Syracuse or teaching in Syracuse. Sir, take your kids with you or don't go to these freaking conferences, okay? Or wait, have your kids stay at someone's house while you leave. Don't leave them home alone. Like, seriously? Like, it's one thing to do like a night thing every once in a while, but Sarah's been out of town for a hot minute, and he's like, my kids are fine, and they've been played by this A-ass for, like, years, and it's fine. Really? Anyway. Then we cut to where Spencer is monitored by a tough rehab coach named Dean as she comes back from rehab. And Holbrook and Tanner ask Hannah about a note saying Allison is alive. So Hannah honestly tells him that she's clueless and doesn't know what the hell they're saying. Then Emily discovers that Mona helped Ezra with her book in exchange for that he keeps Mona's less than legal activities under wraps, and Mona broke up with Mike to avoid her past resurfacing. Spencer is shaken when she finds a pile of dirt at the edge of her bed, and Aiden is accusing her of digging Allie's grave. Then Arya returns and demands Ezra leave Rosewood, but insists that she read his manuscript. Then Spencer has another hazy memory of the shovel and running through the woods. Then Hannah spots Holbrook and Tanner and pull Miss DeLaurentis aside while on a date with Travis. Later, the friends gather when Arya determines that from Ezra's manuscript, they suspect that Miss DeLaurentis is A, and Hannah realizes that Emily told Paige that Allison is alive. As Spencer is about to go to bed, we see Miss DeLaurentis creeping around her room unbeknownst to her. Then we have A, where A cuts a loose string on a wedding dress. This was some batshit crazy stuff. Another A-plus episode for me. The way that Miss DeLaurentis was in Spencer's room was insane to me. Like, how are you not noticing that? The parents and stuff. How's no one or the rehab person is not noticing any of this? When literally Spencer's being monitored at all times. She's not allowed to have the phone. She can't leave her house and she can't do X, Y, and Z, basically. And so when she's in a room, Miss DeLaurentis is literally right behind her about to go out to her, then slides into the shadows when Spencer's mom comes in the room and then she leaves. How does no one see her leaving her room? What the F, bro? That's insane to me. So yeah, that's crazy. A-plus episode, but I was like, what's happening? It was so good. So good. So let's go to episode 23 called Unbridled. So Holbrook approaches an unnerved Jessica with a judge's order for Allison's grave to be exhumed. Spencer questions Veronica about her hazy memories of the night of Allie's disappearance. Then Ella returns to visit Arya, still reeling after breaking with Ezra. Arya fails to open up to her. They were doing good at first, but then she kind of snaps on her mom and gets very pissed off. That's the first, they had like a really great moment when she first came back and when we started to bond. She wanted to talk to her boyfriend and says she gets off the, says she, so Arya tells her to take the call. When she comes out, she gets very cold towards her, like very cold. Then we cut to where Emily confronts Paige for telling the police that Allison is alive. And later, Emily forgives Paige, but isn't sure she can trust her again and tells her goodbye. Emily also confronts Jason, recently released from rehab. He tells her that Jessica has suspicions about Spencer prior to the night Allison disappeared. Hannah tries a second date with Travis, but he remains hesitant. Veronica fires Dean when he appears to be slacking on the job. Literally, it was over the dumbest thing because he fell asleep on top of Spencer at the edge of the couch because he was reading her a story and trying to make her, feel better about whatever's going on with her and all that stuff. But she wants to be like very insane and ugly about it. It's actually pretty bad. It's like very, very, very bad. I was like, calm down. Like, it's not that big of a deal. He was literally reading her story and stuff. But Miss Veronica was like, oh my God, you're slick on the job and da da da. Seriously? I mean, they're not hooking up or anything. And I didn't get that vibe at all. Like, the entire time. It's crazy to me. But anyway, I don't even know where the hell I was. Okay. So then Arya and Ella are fighting again. And then she's like, I just want to get your opinion on something. And that's why Zach called. Because Zach proposed and she said yes. And because he proposed in two different languages. And Arya's actually very happy for her. Then Ashley tells Hannah about Jessica's recent purchases. Then more suspicious than ever, Hannah volunteers for the girls for Jessica's charity bridal fashion show. And Miss DeLaurentis was like, excuse me, why are these girls in a bridal gown? Like, no. But Ashley's like, I'm sorry, but like, hello. they're available and there were slots open. She's like, okay, fine. So then we cut to Hannah and Emily search Allison's room to find them. Instead, they discover the password to the email address on the post-it attached to Allison's money and contact her. Allison calls, telling them to meet her in Philadelphia. And Spencer catches Jessica talking to someone, chases the unseen person through the woods. Spencer retreats after getting her veil caught in a bear trap and losing track of the mystery person. She returns to hysterical and removes her veil thingy. No, or it's called a bodice, or I don't know what it's called. The middle part of her gown. Kind of like a, what you call it? Oh my God, I'm stupid. I don't know what that was called. the corset looking thing. Anyway, so they remove it, finding finger bones sewn into the lining of a note from A. So the girls, after Spencer has a proper freak out over that, the girls go to Philadelphia to meet Allison, but are surprised by the person who actually shows up. Nolcon. And so, A calls the Rosewood Police Department, presumably to turn in CC Drake after finding her name in a registration book at a hotel. So, crazy episode. Really enjoyed it. I gave it an A+. Because I was like, what's happening here? Wait, was it Nolcon that showed up at the restaurant? I think it was. I'm not sure. Anyway. It was a really good episode. I really enjoyed it. Anyway, Spencer also apologizes majorly to Miss DeLaurentis about her behavior and how she was in rehab and is better now. And anyway, and also she's getting very emotionally charged with her parents because she's just trying to figure out what the hell happened to her that night. And her parents won't say anything. Like, excuse me. I've been talking a lot. So, anyway, it's a very crazy episode, but very, very much enjoyed it. So let's jump into the season finale where A is for answers. So yeah, it was right. It was Nolcon brings Arya, Emily, and Hannah and Spencer to Allie's loft apartment above a coffee shop/bar.
So Allie appears and recounts the night of her disappearance from her perspective. She reveals she copied Ian's videos from a laptop onto a USB stick during the weekend getaway in Hilton Head. Allie meets Ezra in a bar near UPenn and convinced him that she and CeCe Drake were college roommates. And Allie used the NAT videos as a bargaining chip to blackmail Ian, and that one by one, Allie confronted all of her eight suspects throughout the night. Allie confessed that she drugged the girls by dropping sleeping pills into the communal drinks cup in the barn. CeCe didn't fall asleep with other girls because she was on drugs. So Allie also explained that she went home thinking that she sounds A and saw her mother gas inside of her house before she was hit on the head with a rock. Allie awoke to find her mother burying her. Then Melissa returns from London in the present day to find her home being searched by police. Rosewood interrogates the Hastings family while searching for the whereabouts of the girls, still missing since the fundraiser. Melissa confesses to Peter and Sister that Sister did not kill the girl buried in lieu of Allie and whispers something mysterious to her dad. The police track the GPS of Spencer's car, but do not find them in the dusty space in Philadelphia. Then someone in a black hoodie, like A, attacks the liars in a coffee shop, so they run to the rooftop to escape. To their surprise, Ezra joins them, and Ezra fights the hooded figure and gets shot in the stomach. Because no one knew about this, because he said, it's so pretty out, just kind of weird, and then falls down to the ground. So to their surprise, Hannah is able to gain control of the Black Hoodie's gun before they escape by jumping into the next building and does not take off the mask. The liars are frantic when they discover Ezra's bullet wound, and it's revealed the liars are in Manhattan, not Philadelphia. And then they have the A ending where Jessica's dead body is dragged across the grass as A buries her. What the hell? This was an insane ass episode, but I very, very much enjoyed this episode so much. It was a really good one. Really good. I gave it A+. It was so crazy. I did not expect any of that. It was so freaking good. So freaking good. I thoroughly, thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it. A+ episode. The season, honestly, I'll give it A- for the season for this show. It was a really good episode. It was a good episode and a good season. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and we'll be off to season 5 in no time. So anyway, full disclosure, Mario on season 5. I'm about to watch episode 8 right now. It was enjoyable. I loved it. I hope y'all enjoyed this podcast. And I'll catch y'all in the next one. Okay? Bye, everybody.